This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Long before they had opinion polls, national politicians would carefully watch the off-year elections. Even President Lincoln monitored votes for governor or congressional seats, looking for evidence of his own public support. Today, politicians have polls, but will still pay attention to the scattered elections coming this week, and so will we. We brought in our political brain trust, NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson, and our political editor Ken Rudin. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Steve.
Ken, we'll start with you. What races are you focusing on?
Well, there's only two races for governor up in Virginia, where Bob McDonnell is the Republican candidate, the former state attorney general. He seems to have a pretty sizable lead over Cree Deeds, a state senator. This is the state, of course, where Barack Obama was the first Democrat to win it for president since 1964. In New Jersey, a much closer race, John Corzine, the governor, the Democratic governor, in a tough economic climate. He's facing Republican former U.S. attorney Chris Christie. There's also an independent in that race, Chris Daggett, who could be pulling from both candidates. There's also two congressional races, one a solidly Democratic seat in Northern California, another probably more closely watched, a historical Republican seat in upstate New York. There's also a bunch of big city mayors up, including Michael Bloomberg in New York City.
Mara Liasson, I want to come back to those governor's races. New Jersey's a state that used to be a swing state. It's been more reliably Democratic. Virginia had been trending more and more Democratic. What does it mean for the man in the White House, President Obama, if Democrats were to lose in those states?
Well, I think it would be a big rebuke to him. Now, look, these races are about local issues and individual candidates, but the results are going to be interpreted as a referendum on the Obama presidency. That's one of the reasons that the president has been working so hard, particularly in New Jersey. It's the only one of the governor's races that the White House thinks they have a chance to win. He went back again yesterday to campaign for John Corzine, and he described the race in terms that sounded like he thought it was a referendum. He talked about Corzine as a partner, that he should be reelected so they can continue the work on repairing the economy. And Virginia in particular is a state that, as Ken said, the president turned blue for the first time in more than 40 years in 2008. He spent a lot of time there. I think that if the support of independents drops out for the Democratic candidate, which it seems to be doing, and Obama can't motivate the same voters who came out for him so enthusiastically in 2008, it will be seen as a rebuke to the president.
Well, just so we're clear, you just gave all the advantages Democrats had going into this campaign in Virginia, but it doesn't sound like you think the White House believes they have a good chance to win there at all.
No, the White House has all but given up on Virginia.
Let's go to something that was seen as a referendum not on the president, but on the Republican Party. Ken Rudin, you mentioned a congressional race in upstate New York. What's happened there?
Well, that's the 23rd district. It's an open seat. And the Republicans backed Didi Scarzafava, who's a 10-year assemblywoman. She's popular there, but she also supports abortion rights. She supports gay marriage. She backed the Obama stimulus package. And that's something that many conservatives feel is not indicative of the Republican Party nationally. So if this was painted as a battle between the moderate conservative wings of the Republican Party, that battle is over. The conservatives have won. On Saturday, Didi Scarzafava withdrew from the race. Doug Hoffman, who is a conservative party candidate, had the backing of Club for Growth and Sarah Palin, a lot of national figures. The National Republican Party clearly wanted Hoffman, not Scarzafava. She pulled out of the race on Saturday, and yesterday she endorsed the Democratic candidate, Bill Owens.
Whoa. Does that mean there is no formal Republican in this race for a normally Republican district?
No, that's correct. Not only has Abdullah pulled out, but Didi Scarzafava had pulled out of the races as well.
By the way, Abdullah was a candidate in Afghanistan,
oh,
not in the 23rd district.
Sorry.
Just try to keep that clear. So, Mara Liasson, what can we learn from races like this?
Well, in the New York congressional race, we can learn what Republicans see as the best path to the future for them, how they should win elections. Should they embrace the conservative activist base of their party and move to the right? Or should they look for a different model, the model of Bob McDonnell in Virginia, who is also a social conservative, but who's been running by not stressing his views on social issues. Instead, he's been talking about transportation, education, and jobs. The other thing that we can learn is whether President Obama is capable of motivating his own voters, the hundreds of thousands of people who voted for the first time in 2008, when he himself is not on the ballot.
Mara, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's our national political correspondent, Mara Liasson. We were also joined by Ken Rudin. Ken, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
He's our political editor and author of the Political Junkie blog at npr.org.